Listening, Unit 10, page 128. C.
You will hear five people talking about their lifestyles. Complete both tasks as you listen. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason which best reflects why each person chose his or her current lifestyle. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the main advantage of the lifestyle mentioned by each speaker. Speaker 1.
My greatest ambition in life was to become a chef. I'd always fancied myself as a bit of a Jamie Oliver, working in top restaurants, rustling up delicious meals for customers. After a few years slogging it out in various establishments, it dawned on me I just wasn't cut out for the heat of top-class kitchens. It was just too stressful, not to mention restricting. So, I invested in a catering van with money I'd saved over the years, and now I do the rounds of Britain's music and performing arts festivals. That way, I don't feel penned into the one place. What makes it all worthwhile for me is the look on people's faces when they see the gourmet menu I serve up. They come up to the van expecting the usual van nosh, hamburgers, hot dogs and stuff, but are pleasantly surprised that they can get a decent meal at a reasonable price.
Speaker 2.
My childhood was very traumatic. Both my parents died from illnesses when I was very young. I was then taken to an orphanage where I spent the worst years of my life. While I was there, I saw a picture of a ballet dancer. It seemed like the most beautiful thing in the world to me. I hid the picture in my clothes for years and even took it with me to America when I was adopted. My new mother said I could become a dancer if I worked hard. I did, and now I'm landing parts I'd never imagined possible. That has been a dream come true for me. I'll never be able to thank my adopted parents enough for the opportunity they've given me.
Speaker 3.
Having done an apprenticeship in plumbing as soon as I left school at 16, I had bags of experience. I've never considered climbing the career ladder, as I've always been a hands-on person. When an opening for a shift supervisor came up in the company I work for, my boss said, "Why don't you apply for it? It was more money and everything. But to be honest, I'd rather just be one of the lads and get on with the job than tell the others what to do. We have a good laugh messing about together, and I wouldn't change that for the world. That's what would happen if I was suddenly above them. It would change our whole relationship. Do you know what I mean?"
Speaker 4.
It's hard going now, what with the recession and everything. That's why I'm so relieved we took the decision to downscale before we were forced to anyway. We'd been saying for a few years that we'd love to buy a farm in the Highlands and become subsistence farmers. Everyone thought it was just a pipe dream, but we've made it work for us. Gone are our stressful jobs in the city. We've swapped them for the peace and tranquility of the agricultural lifestyle. Don't get me wrong, it's demanding work physically, and the hours can be just as long, but at least we get to see the fruits of our labour immediately, and don't have to get involved in soul-destroying office politics.
Speaker 5.
It was years of unemployment that made us finally emigrate to Australia. There was no hope back home, and luckily Lindsay had family out here who agreed to sponsor us. Even though I had been out of the job market for a long, long time, it was relatively easy for me to get a post as an architect in one of the big firms here. Career-wise, the move has been the right one. It's opened up all sorts of doors for me, and I can at last put all those years of training to good use.